That was on the heels of the blocked punt Sunday at the Dome as the St. Louis Battlehawks won their home opener 29-9 over the New York Guardians. And tickets are still available for the second home game coming up this weekend. It's a Saturday afternoon game against Seattle, and you can get tickets at xflbattlehawks.com. We are awaiting connection with the Battlehawks center, Brian Folkerts, who's a great story, played at Hazelwood Central. And played at Washburn, was a member of the Rams for a couple of games, played in a couple of games for the Rams when they were here, and now is a member of the Battlehawks. So he has had the Dome as his home for many games.
Well, I think that he would be the perfect guy to get to the bottom of what we should call the place at this point. Randy, I know it was you and your daughter specifically that came up with the Coliseum, which I think is a great one. Battle Dome is being thrown out quite a bit as
also
well.
Also great.
Dude, they're both strong, so he'll be one. And I'll tell you what, he was one of those guys where you could just tell there was genuine excitement in being there. And I bet that that is a sentiment right now where you're starting to feel it more and more after a couple of games. It's real. But I bet there are a lot of guys just thinking, man, I got to get back to the show. I got to get back to the NFL. I got to get back to the league instead of like being in the here, being in the now. I feel like he's in it right now. He was feeling it. He was enjoying it.
It's probably difficult to be playing in these games and doing well and not think about the possibility of moving on to a bigger league. I mean,
especially when you've been there, too.
Yeah. And I'm sure that if you've made a big play, maybe in that very moment, in that very second, you're probably not thinking, oh, I'm going to get to the NFL. But if you have a couple of seconds to think about it, or a couple of minutes, you're probably on the sideline like, that's got to be good for me, huh? Moving forward, moving up. But for the time being, this is a lot of fun.
Had a chance to talk with Brian Folkerts after the game on Sunday, and he's with us now on the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line. Brian with Brad Thompson and Chris Ronji. This is Randy Carricker. Thanks so much for taking some time. I bet these last couple of days have been a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. You know, we got to bring football back to St. Louis this week and brought the win home for the crew. And it's just been a good last couple of days, and we're off to Seattle now.
Look,
we're getting the prep started, and we're getting ready to go.
You got to usher that in. I mean, you got to address the crowd, a very pumped-up crowd that's been missing their football. What was that feeling like? What were the emotions that you had?
Man, it was crazy. You know, I got to just thank everyone for coming and just announce to St. Louis that football is back. And my adrenaline was just through the roof there. You know, I was getting kind of choked up. I could barely breathe after that. I did a little mic drop and ran off, and I had to, you know, I had to kind of recenter and kind of calm down before I had to get out there and snap that ball the next series. But, you know, it was just wild. The crowd was insane, and it was just a great experience.
Hey, that adrenaline, those emotions that you're talking about, and certainly there's a lot that goes into it, being a hometown guy, getting to bring football back in general, but just that adrenaline. Have you found anything else in your life that gives you feelings like sports give you?
No, not even close, you know, and that's why I keep coming back. You know, I turned 30 this year, and I did 6 years in the NFL, and you know, I just keep coming back for the love of the game. You know, I just can't seem to find it anywhere else.
So when that game was happening, is that because there's been a lot of buildup to the actual home event? Is that kind of how you expected it to go or thought it would go, or was it better?
For me, it was a lot better. You know, we knew it was going to be a sellout crowd, and I think they even somehow a few more fans squeezed in there somehow, and they went above what they told us, and but you still never know exactly what kind of crowd you're going to get. And, you know, they're rowdy and loud and really into the game. And that's exactly what we needed. And they definitely impacted the game in a positive way for us.
Battlehawks center Brian Folkerts with us in the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. You mentioned you had to go out there and snap the ball, and that was a perfect series. And you had a couple of big blocks there on a couple of those runs, four running plays in a minute 49 to score that first touchdown.
Yeah, you know, couldn't have had a better start to the game as far as O-line play goes. You know, we get to get out and hit them in the mouth, you know. The old Mike Tyson saying, you know, everyone has a plan until they get hit in the mouth. You know, we come out there, a bunch of hard-nosed guys, and we show them what St. Louis football is all about. You know, four plays, 70 or 80 yards, and touchdown, boom. You know, show them what we're all about.
Brian, as you mentioned, 6 years in the NFL. What's the biggest difference between the offensive linemen that are playing with you and the offensive linemen that you played with in the NFL?
You know, just I think the big difference is the name on the back of the jersey, you know. These guys are highly talented. A lot of them played a few years in the NFL. So, you know, you're seeing a lot of the same guys that you might have seen on Sundays. And for whatever reason, they're a free agent right now, just looking to prove they still got it. But, you know, it's really high-level football and a lot of ex-NFL dudes on the field.
See, that's one of the biggest questions that we continue to get to our show is, hey, guys, you know, what is it from a competition standpoint? Is it good college? Is it NFL? I know you mentioned all the good talent out there, but how would you equate it? I mean, you've played at basically every aspect of the game that you could play. How would you equate the football that we're seeing in the XFL?
You know, I think it's right on par with the best of college, you know. You take an All-American team, and you could form an XFL team. You know, it's a lot of NFL on the bubble kind of guys. You know, guys that are, you know, an injury or a phone call away from getting called up to the to the NFL. You know, it's a lot of bubble NFL guys and a lot of college all-stars.
We were talking about that earlier too. Is that the kind of thing while you're on the field? That I would imagine that in the moment you're not necessarily thinking about the possibility of going to the NFL, going back to the NFL. But do you think a lot of guys they do have that thought in their minds?
Yeah, I think it's a lot of the guys' goals. You know, obviously the pay increase would be nice to be back in the NFL, but you know, it's definitely in the back of our minds. But you know, our coach always tells us, you know, be where your feet are. You know, focus on the task at hand. And for all of us right now, that's this season in the XFL. We want to put the best product out there to give each of us the best chance to move up.
One of the things about the league that's a lot of fun is the access. And when you're watching on TV, you get to hear the play calls. You get to hear communication between the coordinators and the guys on the field. And I wasn't at the game on Sunday, but I believe over the PA, they had the cadence, right? Where the quarterback, you could hear him calling out plays now, or, you know, calling out the cadence. Now, that's something you probably can't hear when you're on the field, but do you like that they do stuff like that?
Oh, yeah, I love it. You know, if anything, it just gets the fans a more truer representation of what football is really all about. You know, people's moms or, you know, girlfriends that maybe aren't as into it, now they're kind of getting an understanding of, oh, you know, they're calling in all these plays and, you know, making these calls at the line that, you know, they might have had no clue about. And it's just kind of giving everyone a deeper appreciation of the game. I think afterwards I was talking to my sister because she was at the game, and she's saying, man, they had you on the PA, and, you know, you'd snap the ball, and I heard you, like, grunting out there. Like, whenever we, you know, pop into that D-line, and it's like I never heard you sound like that before. And we're just kind of laughing about that. And,
pretty cool.
But, I'm playing patty cake out here.
You just get the – yeah, for real. You know, it just gets the fans, like, truly into the game, and I think that's pretty cool. And I think a lot of fans would love to see that at the NFL level.
And now you got to be careful what you say while you're down there.
Yeah, definitely do. You got to keep it clean when you're mic'd up. You know, it's kind of a walking joke. You know, pregame, the guys are like, "Hey, Folkerts is mic'd up. You know, you got to chill out around him," or you know, they kind of avoid me like the plague at that point.
See, I was wondering about that. If you guys are like talking about it, where there's a constant reminder that hey, there are going to be a lot of people hearing what you say down there, so be careful.
Oh yeah, it's definitely. You got exactly right. So, you know, we all give each other a heads up. If, you know, we'll say whoever's mic'd up this week, or if it's me, I'll let everyone know. Just kind of keep it PG on the sidelines, you know. Don't say anything you regret. You know, I think the New York team can talk to you about that one a little bit.
Early in this interview, Brian Folkerts went Belichick on us. He said, we're on to Seattle. But I have to think now, especially after these first couple of games, preparation is a lot easier. Now that there are now that you've got some tape, now that you've got some tendency on the opposition, getting ready for that Dallas game, it was basically what you'd seen in training camp and maybe what Bob Stoops had done in college. Is it getting a little easier now as the other teams are playing games and you get a chance to see what they do?
Yeah, it is. You know, early in the season, you know, like you said, we're watching a college tape from their D coordinator with the Renegades. You know, it's like, man, we're not even playing against these guys, but we're watching their old, I forget what school he was at, but we were watching his college tape and for like blitz tendencies that he liked. But now that we've been able to see the product other teams have been putting out there, we're starting to pick up on some of their stuff. And, you know, the preparation is getting a little easier for us just based on having film to watch. So it's been getting a lot better.
Hey, any chance, I don't know if this is a team-wide trait or not, any chance you can rip the top off of a Bud Light seltzer with your teeth?
Man, I'm going to have to talk to Jake Payne about that one. He's gonna give me some pointers. You know, I'm afraid I'll rip my mouth open doing that.
It's not dentist approved.
No, yeah, I don't think my dentist would like to see me doing that. But, man, that guy's he's an animal out there, you know, and he's an animal in that seltzer lounge, too.
have you ever seen anybody do that? I have never. And I know a lot of drunks, man.
No,
I've
never seen that. I haven't even seen that on movies or anything. I've seen people maybe, like, bite into a can and then drink it out of the side, but he, like, ripped the whole can in half and ripped the whole top off it. I've never seen that.
It was incredible.
There's going to be a whole section doing that at the next
game. No, don't.
Don't.
It's going to be bad.
There's going to be a whole section of people in the... in the medical tent at that point.
Hey, Brian. So you play at the Dome at America Center. We have no problem with that name, but debate about the name. A lot of people like Battle Dome. I get a text from my daughter during the game on Sunday. She said that her idea is to call it the Coliseum.
Ooh, I like that. You know, I've heard a lot. You know, I've heard the Battle Dome. I've heard the Hawk's Nest and... But I do like the Coliseum. That's pretty cool. I don't think I've heard that one yet, though.
So, have you given it? I know that on media, we always ask guys to the caca. Do you do a good caca?
Man, I don't even know.
Caca! That's all you. There you go. That's you got good. It.
I think you can only do a caca at max volume. And, I don't think that would sound too good right now.
Right. Hey, congratulations on the win. Congratulations on the crowd, and especially doing it in your hometown like you did on Sunday. Good luck this coming Saturday against Seattle, and hopefully we'll be able to talk again soon.
Awesome. Sounds good. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks, Brian. Appreciate it. Brian Folkerts, Battlehawks Center, here on 101 ESPN.
You know, that may be a new thing the XFL can implement. You know, you want fan interaction. Allow people in the stadium to have access to the medical tent.
Oh, wouldn't that be fun?
If something's bothering them, you just walk down there and go in. And take a look at me, right?
I stayed at a Holiday Inn Express. I got this.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to let them be the doctors.
Oh, no, no. Well, that's an even better idea. Yeah. Like, you just have
who's
a bunch
work
of fans.
Ted actually is.
Yeah. Looks fine to me. Get out there.
I'm doing Sudafed, baby.
Don't have Randy down there. It's going to be your cure for everything. And it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Will that work for coronavirus?
Nobody's tried it yet, have they? Hello?
I don't know. Don't.
They better. Next up, here in the fast lane, the Blues decided to stand pat yesterday. And so they're going to go into tonight's game against Chicago with the same lineup they went into the Sunday night game against Minnesota with. How is that going to help out this club? That's next on 101 ESPN.